I'm Rona Tarrant. Archbishop Wilton Gregory has promised transparency as he takes on the new role as head of the Archdiocese of Washington. Archbishop Gregory, who's 71, is a former president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and is the first African-American Archbishop for Washington. In a press conference, the Archbishop acknowledged unrest and anger after the scandal involving former Washington Cardinal Theodore McCarrick and the Church's current sex abuse scandal, and said he would work to rebuild trust in the Church. U.S. bishops have joined Catholic Charities in sending a letter to the Trump administration urging an 18-month designation of temporary protected status for Venezuela. The status is temporary and renewable and allows individuals to remain and work lawfully in the U.S. during a period in which it's deemed unsafe for nationals to return to their home country. Amid the current political instability and economic crisis, there's no temporary protected designation for Venezuela. The Texas prison system has banned religious chaplains from execution chambers after a Supreme Court ruling. Prison officials say faith and spiritual advisors may still attend as witnesses, but they will be required to sit in the witness room. America's highest court last week said the state must grant a condemned prisoner's request for a Buddhist monk. In response, the Texas Department of Criminal Justice said it had changed its policy to allow only prison security personnel inside the execution chamber. The House of Representatives has voted to end U.S. involvement in Yemen's civil war, rejecting President Trump's support of a Saudi-led campaign there. Lawmakers voted in favor of the bipartisan resolution, which was passed by the Senate last month. The text will now head to Trump, who's expected to veto it. Yemen has been devastated by a conflict that escalated in March 2015, when the rebel Houthi movement seized control of much of the west of the country. Chicago-based Catholic Extension has launched a crowdfunding campaign to raise $25,000 for a new emergency migrant shelter at the U.S.-Mexico border in Laredo, Texas. The Catholic organization started an emergency fundraiser this month and is encouraging people to donate. They said the first $10,000 has been sent to the Diocese of Laredo, which estimates it's providing food, shelter and support to as many as 500 migrants per day. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.